Greetings, everyone. Matt here, and welcome to Star Trek Essentials. Our voyage each week, review the very best of the first 50 years of the Star Trek franchise. Joining me, as always, is Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hey, everybody. Very excited to open hailing frequencies on this new endeavor.
Nice. I think that's indicative of the slight touch of the cheese ball that will occasionally trouble these episodes, because if you can't love Star Trek, warts and all, then you can't love Star Trek. Anyhow, today we're previewing where we're going to be going in Season 1. Pete, where are we going to start off for our first chunk of episodes for Star Trek Essentials?
Well, in this first season, we're going to be taking a look at the 22nd episode of the original series, which is entitled Space Seed. This is where we get the introduction of the critical villain, Star Trek's Joker, Khan.
Ooh. After that, the seminal episode from the animated series, that the second episode of the first season of the animated series, Yesteryear, which gives some of the what would go on to become the canon background for Spock.
Then we're going to go a little bit out of order. We're going to jump ahead to Deep Space Nine. We're going to take a look at Season 1, Episode 19, entitled Duet.
After that will be the Next Generation episode entitled Where No One Has Gone Before. That's from the first season, episode 6. Definitely a swinging for the fences episode where just, I don't know, craziness happens.
Then it's on to Enterprise and episode 16 of season 1, Shuttle Pod 1, which is a widely acclaimed fan favorite of that series.
After that will be an episode of Voyager entitled Eye of the Needle. That's season 1, episode 7. That a rather bleak episode, ultimately.
And then finally, since we'll be ending each season with one of the film voyages, we're going to take a look at the 2009 Star Trek film.
And again, that first season will be kicking off in the next three or four weeks, and we'll run concurrent with those seven episodes and take a little break as we move on to our Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. And then season two will probably crop up again in the winter. But Pete, before we kind of look too far ahead, what's your Star Trek credential?
Well, Matt, as we've discussed before in our other work and various podcasts, PH Geek pop culture podcasts, of course, been a guest very graciously on your Looking Back at Lost, and also with Alcatraz and some other show that was on NBC, I have been fully Trek mitzvahed. I have watched every single second that has ever been released of Star Trek in terms of film and TV. So I believe we're talking about 600 and there's a 6 and a 7 in there. And I'm trying to find the number as we speak, but I've seen them all is what I can tell you with absolute certainty.
Well, Pete, I mean, you definitely, for this podcast, you're going to be the elder statesman of sorts, given your breadth of Star Trek knowledge. I was introduced to Star Trek by watching the premiere episode, Encounter at Farpoint, for The Next Generation when that came out in 1987. That was a big portion of my young nerddom. Then I started to move backwards into the classic Trek series and the movies. At the time, watched some Deep Space Nine, watched some Voyager, gave a little nibble to Enterprise when that came out. I kind of grew away from Star Trek in a dark time, and then have come back, rewatched. I mean, I've seen the original series a ton of times, all the way through. I've seen the animated series all the way through once, if not twice. Obviously, the movies a bunch of times. About 4 or 5 months ago, completed a beginning to end watch of Deep Space Nine. Most of those being for the first time. And I'm kind of chugging my way through Voyager here. So, Pete, it'll be interesting as we go through these episodes. You know, some of them are essential Star Trek episodes because they're so well known. The reasons will be evident. Why Space Seed? Khan. Most people will kind of, you know, are familiar with that episode. Others, it's kind of relying a bit more on your knowledge. You know, you're the one, for example, that chose Shuttle Pod 1 for Enterprise, an episode that I only recently saw for the first time. So it should be kind of a good mix that we have going here between, you know, some of these episodes will be new to me and others are old favorites of yours.
Definitely. And I think, you know, throughout our run, we'll be taking a look at the run to date, because I really do feel they're going to be returning to TV with this, you know, newfound fandom they've acquired from the two J.J. Abrams films the last 4 years. You know, just giving a complete picture of what we have so far. And again, with the 50th anniversary coming up in 2016, you know, really kind of celebrating this franchise.
Absolutely. And we welcome fans to share their thoughts, not just about our podcast, but about these episodes as well. One way to do it, you can say hello to us on Twitter, where we are at Podcast Star Trek.
And the other way to share feedback would be call into our listener line, which is area code 412-447-1701. Those last four numbers should be pretty memorable for anyone that's ever watched any Star Trek.
And kudos to you, Pete, for saying, hey, let's get a Google Voice number that has 1701 in it. We were able to add the 47 there, you know, that famous number from the Next Generation era. So, yeah, I'm pretty psyched about that number. If you're an email person, you can email Star Trek Essentials at, get ready for this, StarTrekEssentials@gmail.com.
You know, why'd you have to pick such a, you know, really hard to remember email address? That's like something we'd have to plug into the computer console on the bridge in the Enterprise to make it do something.
So with that, Pete, I guess we will talk again in 3 or 4 weeks' time about the original series episode Space Seed.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
And the other way, of course, would be to call into the listener line, which is area code 4112. I'm sorry. Let me do that again.
Absolutely.
4112. Let me know when.
Yeah, go ahead. Greetings, everyone. Matt here, and welcome to Star Trek Essentials. Our voyage each week, review the very best of the first 50 years of the Star Trek franchise.